Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Welcome to Tumble, the show where we explore stories of science discovery.
We have a different kind of show for you today. We're going to take you behind the scenes of Tumble and share one of our favorite scientist interviews.
In every episode, we tell a story with the help of scientists. That means that we do lots of interviews, but you usually just hear short clips of them.
Those clips come from long conversations with scientists, and I wanted to share more of the fascinating science that doesn't always make it into the show.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
So I started making these bonus interview shows for all of our Patreon members.
Today, we're sharing the interview with bat biologist Jessica Dreyer from The Journey to the Bat Cave. We really recommend listening to that episode if you haven't already. It's about how Jessica is discovering how bats learn to be bats at the biggest bat colony in the world.
Bracken Cave is just outside San Antonio, Texas, and it's home to around 15 million bats, the most mammals you'll find in one place on Earth. In this part of our interview, I start by asking Jessica about the cave itself. What makes it so unique, and like, why is it here of all places?
That's a good question. So the cave itself was formed by water, and so there used to be shallow seas here, and over time water has just carved out this cave, and it's here just because of the geology. And we don't completely understand yet what makes bats choose the caves that they do, but the bats have been using this cave for thousands of years, and the guano in that cave is more than 75 feet deep. And so there's a lot of guano and a lot of bats, and the actual environment of the cave is really, really interesting. And so typically when you walk into a cave, maybe not typically, but oftentimes you'll see those stalactites and stalagmites and really cool rock formations. But in this cave, because the bats have been in there so long, urinating and defecating and spreading their body oils everywhere, that all of those formations are gone. They've actually just worn away from all of those different fluids from the bats. So it kind of looks like what you might imagine the moon to look like. It has this, the guano turns into this sandy, powdery substance because there's beetles in there that eat bat guano and break it down. And so it feels like you're walking through sand when you're in there, and the ceilings and the walls are just jam-packed with bats, and they're flying around. Like when I go into a cave, I have to wear a full face respirator that filters out the ammonia and also the fungal spores and the feces, and I wear, you know, a protective helmet and long sleeves and pants and boots just to protect myself from the gases and the beetles and the poop and pee that is constantly raining down on your head. So it's an alien environment in there, but it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, so you've been down there?
I have, yeah. I went down there to look and see if there were any babies left sort of late in the season so that I would have a reference to know when weaning was, you know, starting and when the babies were all starting to fly.
And how big is the cave for, like, you know, 15 million bats?
Yeah, smaller than you would think. So this cave extends about 650 feet back, and it's basically just one oval-shaped chamber. And there's bats all over, like, from front to back on the ceilings and the walls. And they are able to pack in really, really tightly. So for the adults, you can find between 200 and 500 adults in like a square foot.
What?
Yeah.
That is dense.
It's super dense because they'll, you know, the surface is uneven, so they'll get in all the little cracks and crevices, and they'll actually roost on top of each other. And the little babies, because when the babies come out, they're a lot smaller than the adults, and those can be packed in as densely as 4,000 or 5,000 per square meter.
What? It's like they're like the material of the cave roof, like...
Yeah, all you see is just swaths of fur or naked pink babies. And it's really, really neat because the adults, the females will go and they'll stick their babies in these nursery areas of the cave. So all the babies are together, and that helps keep them warm. It also helps probably keep the females from going insane from hungry babies. But yeah, so you'll just see, you know, this gigantic area of pink naked babies. It's wild.
Wow. And so what makes Bracken a maternity cave, or like well known for that?
So Bracken, we call it a maternity colony because this species is migratory. And so they spend the winters down in Mexico and Central America. When they come back, the males and the females kind of split up, and the females will go to these caves and form maternity colonies that are just completely or mostly formed of females, and they'll all give birth right around the same time, within a couple of weeks of each other in mid-June, early June. And that's why we call them maternity colonies, because it's totally composed of females and their babies. And then the males go hang out in smaller bachelor colonies.
And how do the bats give birth? Just, it's live birth, right?
Yeah. So they're mammals, so they give live birth. So normally bats hang upside down, right? Like by their feet. And you guys did an episode on that. But when they give birth, they actually turn the other way and they hang by their thumbs. And then, you know, the baby will pop out and they'll catch it in their uropatagium, which is that membrane that stretches between their bottom legs. And so they'll kind of catch it and scoop it up with their uropatagium, and the baby will just cling on to the mother's body. And they're able to do that. I mean, immediately after birth, they're able to grab hold and hang on to the mother pretty well.
Do people keep bats as pets?
No, they would make terrible pets. You know, they're nocturnal and they poop a lot, and you'd have to feed them insects all the time, like tons of insects. And they would fly around your house and just make a mess, and so I think they would make horrible pets. But there are people that do wildlife rehabilitation that will rehabilitate bats, which is, if you YouTube videos of baby fruit bats being
coddled up in little blankies, like we saw last night when we Googled the words cute bat.
Exactly, and their cheeks are full of fruit, and yes, they're adorable.
So pet bats, no. Googling cute baby bats, yes. So what was your favorite thing that you learned about bats and bat caves? Can you draw a picture of the inside of a bat cave?
If you enjoyed hearing this behind-the-scenes Tumble interview, we're making them to go along with all of our new episodes. And you'll be able to hear them when you pledge at any level on Patreon.
It's only $1 a month to sign up for our private ad-free feed. At the $5 level, you get a shout-out when you join, special birthday greeting, and the chance to answer our science questions on the podcast. For $10 a month, you'll get all that, plus a t-shirt. At the $20 superfan level, we'll send you everything, plus a handwritten postcard from Barcelona.
This is a great holiday gift for the Tumble fan in your life, and you're helping us to keep making this show.
Just go to patreon.com/tumblepodcast to pledge at any level. Every little bit helps.
Or go to our website, sciencepodcastforkids.com, and click on the tab for Patreon.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time with more stories of science discovery.